your life.
Thank you, our moderator, the Assistant High Commissioner for Refugees, Mr. George Okoth Ogbo. Let me also recognize my colleague minister, His Excellency, Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, responsible for African Affairs, Ambassador Hamdi Loza of Egypt. Let me also recognize the AU Commissioner for Political Affairs, Excellency Minate Samate Sesuma, and the President of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Mr. Peter Mora, and the representative of the World Bank, Mr. Xavier De Victor. On behalf of the African group, I wish to welcome all of you to this spotlight session. This session has been jointly organized by the African member states, the African Union Commission, the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and the International Committee of the Red Cross. I am sure all of you are aware that the African Union heads of state and government declared 2019 as Africa's year of refugees, returnees, and internally displaced persons for two reasons. First, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the OAU Convention governing the specific aspects of refugee problem in Africa, and the 10th anniversary of the African Union Convention for the protection and assistance of internally displaced persons in Africa. Second, to allow the leadership and the planners, including the African Union Commission, as well as key partners, to deepen dialogue on durable solutions to displacement in Africa, while at the same time providing adequate protection and assistance to the victims. Pursuant to the declaration, a series of events took place on the continent and elsewhere throughout the year. This spotlight session, therefore, marks the end of the commemorations. Although it is taking place at the tail end, it is an important event, as we have on the panel here today, representatives of member states, the UNHCR, the ICRC, and the international financial institutions, to lead us in a conversation on forced displacement and what we ought to do differently this time around. The World Bank and the African Development Bank have been brought on board as we seek to broaden the finance base for the protection programs and assistance to people of concern to this gathering. However, we have not forgotten about the traditional donor countries, neither have we forgotten other key players in the field, such as the International Federation of the Red Cross and the Red Crescent, the national societies, and a host of non-governmental organizations. We are with them in other events which took place on the continent, and we continue to cherish their contributions. Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, forced displacement on account of wars, conflicts, and climate change, including disasters, is on the increase in Africa. According to recent statistics, Africa accounts for more than a third of the world's forcibly displaced persons, with 21 million out of the global figure of 70 million coming from Africa. Of the 21 million, 6.3 million are refugees, while 14.7 million are internally displaced persons. However, it is pleasing to note that African leaders are committed to end wars and conflicts, as well as mitigate climate change. They are also alive to the need to adequately provide for the victims and the support needed by host countries and communities. The African group looks forward to fruitful discussions here today, as there are eminent persons with the experiences and competencies on the panel to start the conversation. I shall not go into details of the subject and wish to conclude my remarks on behalf of the African group by thanking you all for making time from your busy schedules to be here to share ideas on the subject of forced displacements in Africa, and also to discuss ways in which we can mitigate and hopefully resolve these issues. I thank you.